Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It is Monday, so the most awesome of all the days. Fabulous. I'm super, you know how Mondays are. Woo! It's like the weekly holiday. It's Monday.
You got to admit, Mondays are like 20% better during a pandemic though, right?
Oh, sure.
I mean, they're way closer to Sunday or Tuesday than they used to be.
They are. All the days seem remarkably the same.
Mm-hmm.
Other than whenever the alarm goes off. You know, that's my favorite alarm of the week. Monday morning. Woo! Hey, guys. Let's look into who's just doing great in the pandemic. And the answer is, of course, Taylor Swift. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Face Shields. If a mask doesn't fit your style because you want people to see your gorgeous, your plump lips and your perfect nose. I don't know what you got going on. You know, whatever it is, though, you don't want to cover that crap up. Just get a face shield. Check into that. That might work for you. It's a nice way to protect yourself and others. I think a face shield and a mask, that's even better. You know, no sputum
sure.
in the eye. Can you catch it through your eyes? I don't know. But why take any chances? I say. Congratulations, Taylor Swift, in a not surprising event for anyone. So far, she sold more than that. In the first 24 hours after the release of her record, so for the entire day of Friday, she sold 1.3 million copies of Folklore.
Good for her. Congratulations. You know, I'd be completely lying if I said I've listened to any of it. I haven't, but I'm a fan. I think she's a really talented, and I picture her as a kid. She is a grown woman.
Yes.
I think she's 30-something, right?
I think she's exactly 30.
Okay, so I need to stop thinking like that.
Well, she was a kid, Vin. I mean, we started hearing about her. She was still a teenager.
I know. That's what I mean. So, I'm reaching that point where, you know, everybody's a kid. And yet she's not. So,
right. Still,
good
she's
for
half
her.
Our age. So,
I'm a big fan. I good for her. I'm happy for her success. She's really talented.
Yes, very, very talented.
Turns 31 in December.
Yep, right. There you go. Not a kid.
We'll send her a card for her birthday.
All right.
Last Thursday, she shocked everyone announcing, hey guys, tonight, a new record. Folklore, it's called. According to Variety, it sold more than 1.3 million copies worldwide. This is not just America, so we'll get our own charts for Billboard 200, but overall, around the world, sold 1.3 million copies in 24 hours. It broke the global record for first album streams on Spotify by a female with 80.6 million streams, and it became the most streamed pop album on Apple Music in 24 hours with 35.47 million streams.
Wow.
So lots of people have, I have not listened to the record in its entirety. You have not, and we're the only ones, Vin. Everyone else has listened to it. The official first week U.S. sales numbers will not be available until next Monday, if we even get the charts. They've been very spotty lately. I guess, you know, they're in quarantine at Billboard, too. They can't get any of the charts. But it is clearly on track for the biggest debut of 2020. It still needs to surpass Juice WRLD's posthumous album, Legends Never Die, which sold 517,000 or so copies in its first week, and that was the first album to move more than 500,000 copies in its first week this year.
All right.
So we don't know what the numbers will be in Mirka, but my guess is she'll get close to a million, if not.
I think she's got that record locked. She's got a lot of fans here.
And people, you know, I don't know what the number of streams is before it counts as an album, but I think it's if someone buys 10 singles, it counts as one album, and then there's a formula for streams too, because physical albums, although I guess if you're a rabid Taylor Swift fan, maybe you want the physical album. And there, if you're a major fan of hers, there was a hard copy only song, I think it was called like The Lake or something, and the only way to get that is to actually buy the album. Tricky. She's tricky. Kanye also said he would put out his album on Friday. That never showed up. Saturday.
The album's Donda, right?
Donda is allegedly the name of it. He unveiled the cover art on Saturday. He didn't explain the delay, however. Maybe he just, you know, wanted to let Taylor actually have her moment. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Doubtful. Didn't he, on his last album, make changes like the day it was going to be released, which delayed it, but he was actually working on the thing. It delayed it because he was working on it the night before it was supposed to be released or something like that. I remember hearing that and thinking technology has made the turnaround on this stuff. That was too quick, but pretty quick. Like, you really can work on the album up to its release almost.
Mm-hmm. Right. Especially in this day and age where they're, you know, physical copies are really a secondary delivery of, mm-hmm. you know, method of delivery. It's, you know, there's people who I feel like don't even put out albums anymore. Just on Saturday, they're working on a new song. On Monday, people are streaming it. Like, that's...
It seems weird. It does... Like you used to hear about a band finishing their part of the record and then leaving it with the producer and the engineer to do the mix and all of the other things. And it seems like that should take a while. It's art and you want it to be the best possible product, but I guess computers have made it and the people who are doing this are so good that they can really just turn it around. So,
Back to Taylor for a minute. Some people have pointed out that Folklore has been categorized as an alternative album. It's not pop. It's not country. It's alternative.
Someone texted that to us on Friday.
Yeah.
And I was surprised to read that and went, oh, texters, you don't know. But apparently they do.
Turns out they know. We weren't the only ones who didn't know that Taylor's album was coming out. She kept her label in the dark as well. So they were like, oh, well, surprise for us too. Hooray. Smash Mouth, by the way, rears their head from down in South Bay. They didn't like Folklore. And on Friday morning, the band tweeted, Borlore.
Oh, boy.
Folklore probably would have been more. Maybe they didn't think it through. Or maybe they just wanted to have their timeline packed with furious tweets from Taylor's fan base, because that is exactly what happened. Many of them have been dismissing Smash Mouth as the Shrek band.
Oh, that's not nice.
I agree. Not nice at all. Anyway, congratulations, Taylor. That's a huge accomplishment and, you know, well-deserved accolades. And the record, you know, people were calling it her masterpiece and stuff. I actually loved Lover, and I haven't heard anything on this that I'm like, oh, my God, that's the one. Actually, I think there's a song called The One. But it's not the one for me.
All right.
Kanye's in the news today apologizing to Kim. I know I hurt you, he said. He publicly shared private details about their family and things that they had discussed in private, and then was talking about she's going to divorce me. And then there were all kinds of divorce rumors. On Saturday, he shared an apology on Twitter, writing, I'd like to apologize to my wife, Kim, for going public with something that was a private matter. I did not cover her like she has covered me. To Kim, I want to say, I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me, which is a nice thing to say, an apology and a thank you. This was the campaign rally. By the way, I guess he spent a ton of money trying to get on various states' ballots in time to run for this presidency. So much money. And so many states said, no, it's too late. That, you know, he's got plenty of money, though. I'm sure he'll be fine. He says he's worth $3 billion.
Well, he does have plenty of money, but what I think people fear, and I'm glad they didn't let him. We this is an important election. We really don't need anybody getting in the way. Like, honestly.
Yeah. Can we just keep it down to the two, the one?
Yeah.
We got to get out, and the other, and the
well,
guy,
you know,
I guess we'll take instead.
If he wins again, he wins again. But I can't see how. Based on performance, I don't see how. But that's just me.
I agree. Right. There's plenty of people who would argue, what do you mean? His performance is great.
Well, you
my stock portfolio.
We're born by a couple of them.
Yeah, we don't talk about it. I mean, I can't. I'm just like, oh my God, stupid people are talking. This is crazy.
In fact, I think an overwhelming percentage of your immediate or initial family would say.
Well, thanks for the reminder.
You're the black sheep, not them.
Yeah, it turns out I'm the stupid one. I had no idea. Well, I mean, I talk every day and you can hear the stupid coming out. So draw your own conclusions. Do not text me, Mom. I hear you taping with your thumbs. Anyway, Juice WRLD's Legends Never Die, speaking of that record that had the best debut week this year. It is spending its second week at number one. I don't have the full chart here, but it looks like about another 162,000 equivalent album units for the week that ended on July 23rd. Meanwhile, the Chicks, who used to be the Dixie Chicks, they just put out, this is their first studio album in 14 years, apparently. And they are back, number three with their first studio album in forever. It's called Gaslighter. And it looks like Pop Smoke's former number one, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, remains at number two. So there you go. There's a few of the things that are happening. Bon Jovi has a new record coming out.
I
know. Oh, my God. I don't know when the last... It seems like they've been fairly steadily putting music out. But if you've been waiting, you know, at the edge of your seat for the next... When will Bon Jovi put out another
will
album?
You listen to new... Because you were a Bon Jovi fan.
Sure.
And you still like many
Slippery
of his
when
early
wet?
Songs.
Come on, man. That record's a classic.
Will you listen to his new album, though?
I will listen to whatever Bryn plays for me.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know, I it's
but
very
you won't
rare.
Seek it out.
I won't. I definitely won't. And you know, it's sad, but it's very rare that I care about a new album. You know, occasionally I'll hear something that I'm like, oh, I'll give that a few listens. But new Bon Jovi doesn't, you know. Oh. Yeah, turn that up. What song is this?
This is Limitless.
Oh, is this like the single from the new record?
Uh-huh. It's 2020. Let me jump ahead a little bit for you. Fell out of my sleep, a million different faces, all from different places, swimming in the sea, trying to keep your head above water.
Trying to keep your head above water. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Are you going to listen to it, Vinny? Do you think you'll...
Well, I don't listen to his old music from his heyday either, so it's unlikely that I'll ever
maybe
press
there'll be
play
some song
on Bon
there
Jovi
that...
in my whole life. I'm just not, it's not my thing. That maybe said, I have been to a Bon Jovi concert, so where do I get off?
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen Bon Jovi live. You must
Me
be
and my
fan.
Friend Jason Sisko took two girls hoping it would be our night, and it turns out, you know what? They love Bon Jovi, not us.
Oh.
So it did not go our way.
But you got to be with them. You got to hang out together.
Watch them scream for Bon Jovi. Yes, we did get to see
That's
that.
Fun.
Right.
Hey, Brittany, do you have that song? There's a unreleased song by the Rolling Stones and Jimmy Page. I never got to it last week, so I thought I'd just do it today.
Oh, I've been reading about that too, and never once sought it out. But I only because I assume, since it was never released, that it wasn't something they all were very proud of.
I know. I thought the same thing. Apparently, it's going to be on the reissue of the Stones' 1973 Goat's Head Soup record, which I remember being a little kid, and, you know, across the street at the Adams house. And the brother there was a huge influence, Ricky Adams. He was a huge musical influence on me. Like, the first time I heard Led Zeppelin was at his house. He was playing it, and Aerosmith.
Oh, wow.
I might have heard the first Boston record at his house, too. Anyway, this song is apparently going to be a commemorative re-release, reissue of Goat's Head Soup. And this song called Scarlet is going to be on that. It's out September 4th. And this is a song with, it's the Stones with Jimmy Page on guitar. Almost 50 years old. And it's getting an official release. So here's what it sounds like. Sounds like a demo.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't sound like anything polished. I mean, I guess. Oh, let's hear this one. All right. I guess they recorded a demo and went, well, that's going nowhere. And then they moved on to the rest of whatever they were working on.
I don't know. I guess I was late to the Rolling Stones party, but pretty much everything I hear from them now, I like. Like, it's just sort of,
yeah,
it's automatic. I'm just, but I didn't listen to them when I was young at all.
Right.
Zero.
I guess, you know, it comes, I swear to God, music comes down to what your friends listen to. I really think it does. I mean, unless you're the person picking. I mean, doesn't it feel like it's on what for me, it was like what I heard on the radio and what albums my friends had, you know.
Yeah,
that's what we listened to.
My musical background, I got into Kiss, and then I got into Devo, and then I was, but at this point I was skateboarding a lot, and I went straight to punk rock because that's what they played at the skateboard ramp,
right?
And that's what they played at the skate park, and that was, yeah, a huge influence.
It is. It's just, you know, it's what the cool kids are listening to. I always thought, you know, it's just, you know, you'd see a kid with a concert t-shirt on, go, Judas Priest, who's that? I got to check them out. Next thing, oh, yeah, I'm a fan of them, too. ABBA, of all bands. ABBA Ooh. Is the band ABBA. The band ABBA.
Okay.
They, you may remember that they turned down $1 billion to tour in 2000. I think just the year 2000.
One of the rumors, yep.
Yeah,
I heard that.
And they went, no, we don't want to.
Well, wasn't it that they don't like each other enough to go be around each other for the length of a tour?
They were two couples at one point.
Oh.
One of them married, and one of the couples married, and the other one was just partners. But by 2000, they'd all broken up, and the thing had fallen apart. I want to say they broke up in 82, so 20 years later, they're still popular, and someone offers them $1 billion to do a tour, and they're like, we don't like each other enough to take your $1 billion. Quarter of a billion dollars a piece, you know, plus whatever expenses. Yeah. But it's still, it was like hitting the lottery for most people, but they had plenty of money, and I'm sure the royalties continue to roll into this day, for God's sake. But now, and by the way, they're saying, in this particular story I'm looking at, with over 380 million albums and singles worldwide, it's the third best-selling group globally of all time. Can you guess who the top two are?
AC/DC.
Nope.
Darn it.
I know.
Are they modern artists?
No.
No, they're older.
Classic rock.
Well, Zeppelin.
Nope.
The Beatles.
Beatles, number one. Apparently number one worldwide bestseller, just according to this story. I don't
know.
Okay,
is it the Stones? We just heard from the Stones.
Stones are
the Stones?
Fourth.
Oh, okay. Oh, who could it be?
I'll just tell you, because I don't think you'll guess it. Queen is the second biggest selling artist of all time globally, according to this story. And they're saying ABBA's third.
I didn't like Queen that much when I was young. I didn't get it.
Queen.
I understand he's a fine singer, but I really didn't get it. I didn't think they were that great.
Billy Rockwell, the other guy, the Adams family, truly the Adams, and the Rockwells. And the Rockwells were also a big musical influence. One of my very best friends growing up was Ricky Rockwell. He was into show tunes, so we listened to a lot of, like, Jesus Christ Superstar, and, you know.
Uh-huh. You friends on Facebook or what?
We are. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Sure.
How is Ricky Rockwell?
He lives on the same street we grew up on.
Get the hell out of here.
He bought a house down there, and And I love his wife. I know his wife. And their daughter's now grown and they have grandchildren.
Wow.
I know. Crazy. Anyway, so ABBA turns down $1 billion to reunite in 2020. And now they've got five new songs coming next year. They pushed their reunion plans back to 2021 because everyone pushed everything to 2021 recently. I don't know if you've heard. There's this thing. When they come back, they're coming back with five new songs. They haven't released an album in almost 40 years. They put out three unreleased tracks in 93 and 94. They actually got famous after winning of the Eurovision competition in 1974 with their song Waterloo. There's a new Netflix movie that is Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams entering Eurovision, entering the song contest.
Oh.
It's on Netflix right now, like just coincidentally. But anyway, we're going to get five new ABBA songs. I'm sure they'll be amazing. How did I run out of time? Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I don't know, but news is next. Great. Meet you there.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.